Ernest House Jr. served as executive director of Colorado's Commission of Indian Affairs for the last 11 years. He's the first member of the Ute Mountain Ute tribe to hold a position since the commission was created in 1976. But at the end of September, he stepped down and now will take over as senior policy director at the Keystone Policy Center. Ernest House Jr. spoke with KUNC's Kyra Buckley before leaving his post.
Colorado is the only state where the lieutenant governor chairs the Commission of Indian Affairs. So what are some of the challenges that come with getting administrations up to speed on Native American issues here in Colorado?
You know, Native American issues didn't start in 1876. They didn't start in 1776. Tribes have always been around here. When we talk about transportation, when we talk about housing, when we talk about public safety going across southwestern Colorado, we have to be aware that there's tribal laws, tribal nations, sovereign nations that have different laws that apply to their lands.
The commission plays a role in education here in Colorado. And in 2015, the governor created a task force to specifically look at mascots. You were on that task force. Tell me a little bit about it.
Here in Colorado, people don't realize that we have over 30 schools, K through 12, public schools that use or have some kind of depiction of a Native American. And it's usually some kind of mascot, a caricature, a logo. And so when we talk about American Indian representations, it wasn't just a cartoon character. It wasn't just a name. It's really across the board. And so this commission went out, went to four different schools, Strasburg, Loveland, Eaton, and Lamar, and then gave some recommendations at the end of it. And it's been fascinating to see and keep in touch with some of these schools that are either still having the conversation today or even creating better partnerships.
And staying with education, a lot of times American Indian history is written by non-Native people. So, Ernest House, how do you approach that, not just at schools, but at historical sites too?
You know, I think that's one thing that I face every day of, and it's not just talking about difficult issues like the Sand Creek Massacre, but it's also driving on I-70 up to the mountains and going across or seeing potentially offensive names like Squaw Peak or seeing different areas where, you know, had been sacred over time that have now been have a different point of view that not people know about. And I think a lot of it has to start with that education. It has to start with that awareness. And it's not our approach, at least mine in the conversation we've been having, is not trying to make people feel bad about this. We understand the policies, and we a lot of us all know too well the federal-tribal relationship that definitely was put American Indians on Indian reservations, forced tribes out of our state. That's a dark history. That's a difficult thing to think about. And I've heard from a lot of people, well, you know, you should just go ahead and get over it. And it's important that we're aware of it so that we can learn from history. We should be getting better, in my opinion, as a society. And I think a lot of that is bringing the different perspectives, not just my perspective or not just my tribe's perspective, but 47 other tribes' perspective, community perspectives, cities and municipalities around the state, and building a better relationship on what that looks like moving forward.
As you're getting ready to move on to your next position at the Keystone Policy Center, I'm wondering if there's something you were hoping to accomplish that you want your successor to pick up.
I think there's a lot of areas that we have just started. We've planted a seed. And I think that's in a lot of these areas, that's the only thing that we can do in a moment. You know, we're on a shelf life also of 4 years. We work with different administrations. I've worked with both a Republican and Democrat administration. And through that process, we've tried to educate them that Native American issues aren't meant to be politicized. I think we get pushed in those certain categories for various reasons. But I think one of the things is when different administrations, no matter which side of the aisle they're working on, start to learn about Native American issues, tribes need folks, representatives on both sides to push this through. A lot of people are used to hearing what goes on in Congress and American Indian programs that are impacted by funding or whatever it might be. But there's a lot of programs that we at the state can do.
Ernest House, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate the opportunity.
That was outgoing executive director for the Colorado Commission on Indian Affairs, Ernest House, Jr. He now starts a new position at the Keystone Policy Center. Kyra Buckley, KUNC.